Beis Sivan, Chulsha de Urcha. If you know your Gemara Shabbos, what happened the year of Matan Torah? Beis Sivan. No, that's Gimel. That's Gimel.
Beis.
Gimel Dalad Hay. Beis. Yom HaMiyuchas. They had Chulsha de Urcha on today, I think. Anyway, or maybe the first day was. Anyway, it's a. If you want to shave or listen to music. I don't know what your minig is. Maybe hang in there till Thursday morning, 5:40 a.m. Unless some people start already from today, and so they start getting married from today. I believe. Okay, Shmaitzu Gimel Perek Ches. Okay, so a quick synopsis. I hope it'll be quick, and I hope it'll be a synopsis. We have a question. Someone died. I got to tell my svara. It's bursting out of me. In due time. Someone dies, but don't know when he died. So the Maharamin says, we're going to go to Chumra. He's not sure. Okay, he's not sure. You. He's not sure. Okay. But he ends up, Daito note that you go to Chumra, because you go with the Chazok of the Hashta. Hey, he's dead now. So we assume he was dead until such time that we knew he was alive, right? So which would put him within the 30 days, and you would have to sit shiva. I'm sorry. You should have jumped down my neck. Maramint has noted that he does not sit shiva, that he does sit shiva because of the Cheskos Chai. We follow the Chazaka de Meikara. I will pick up the text in a moment. I'm saying it by heart. The Maramin says, L'chor, you should go follow Chazaka de Meikara and have him sit shiva because he'll... And again, Chazaka is one of... I hope it's very important, by the way. Chazaka is one of the ways... I said over your vert, Pesach. I complimented you without saying your name publicly. Pesach asked a very, very deep question a week ago. I want to say it over now. We keep talking about that Chazaka is one of the Torah's way of dealing with Tzveikus. Right? It's one of the Torah's ways of dealing with Tzveikus. So Pesach here is a very deep question 2 weeks ago, 1 week ago. He doesn't remember. Maybe he asked... If Chazaka doesn't tell you really what happened, in a birur sense, in a clarification way, it's just a din that when you have a suffix, leave the matter in the last known state, or maybe in the presently known state. That's the clash here that we're learning about, and carry it through to assume what it was at the time of suffix until you know it. It was a different state, and the word assume doesn't mean assume because of any logic, because of any, it's mamish 50-50, nothing changed, but it's a way. I didn't say it's irrational. I said there's no logic to it. Irrational would mean there's irrational and there's no logic to it. You know the difference? Irrational means it's against, counterintuitive. It's irrational. You would think fakert. Here you wouldn't think fakert. There's just no real reason to follow Chazaka. It's not a logical thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman, we can now throw out if you're ever in company and you want to impress somebody. You say, yeah, Rav Shlomo Zalman says Chazaka Dahashta is a svara. I don't see why it's a svara, by the way, but okay. It's more of a svara than Chazaka de Meikara. I'll grin. Okay. Pesach asked the question.
The Rav called it inertia.
Yes,
inertia is a law of physics.
Right.
That there is some rhyme and reason to it. It doesn't tell you what happened.
You're right, but Pesach asked a very deep question.
He asked a very deep question.
He said, if it's not mevarer what happened, if it doesn't purport to clarify what happened, the way Adam does, the way Rove probably does, so why not just leave it at Sofek D'oraisa L'chumra? Like, why does the Torah set up a way, I keep describing these things as ways of dealing with Sveikas. You could have knowledge and you could have Sofek. And these are ways of dealing with tzveikus. Rov, chazokah, eid echad, even eidim. If you know the reality is differently, you don't follow two eidim either. Right? So I love your question. I said it over to a few people. Sometimes b'shimcha and sometimes not b'shimcha. It was a very deep question. Why did the Torah do that? And I gave a very deep answer, by the way.
Nature abhors itself.
Right. The nature abhors, it's like nature in physics. I'm not sure what it's called, but it has a name. You don't want uncertainty. You know, that's like the worst thing. Even if the Torah says there's a concept of chazaka, which is not irrational, it's just not rash. It's not mavara the suffix. It gives you a way of how to deal with it. Okay? That's a good way of saying it. Assume the status quo until you know there was a change. Assume no change until you know there was change. That could work from back to now. It could work from now to back. That's what we're talking about in this parak of Shmaitzer. But the answer to Pesach's question is a very good question, but I hope it's a very good answer. And like you see, it's sold. That the Torah, uncertainty is the worst. To say I'm not going to eat this piece of meat because I don't know what it is. So sometimes that's the way it is. Tough luck. You don't have any way of dealing with the suffix. So then there's rules. Suffix deraisa lechumra. Suffix derabbanan lekula. Right? There's rules. Right? That's the whole first Shmaitzer was how to treat suffix when you have no way of. You have no rule that tells you what to assume. So, but I think it's an important yesod. We don't want uncertainty. And we'd rather have chazaka, which tells us a vadai psak, even though it's not a clarifying psak. It just says status quo, leave the status quo, but at least it tells you one of the two tzdodei hasafek. We'd rather do that than be left with a suffix. Like nature of...
It's still unknown
in your head, but the Torah gives you a rule.
Closure.
Right. Hey, very good. Thank you, that's very good. No, that's very, very good.
But we're not
after
truth.
What?
We're not
after
truth.
Ooh, we have here a lawyer. That's fighting words and jurisprudence.
We want truth. What did happen?
I don't want to insult anybody here that's a lawyer. But certainly, in England, jurisprudence is very much set up, bedavka, not as a search for truth. In England, it's adversarial. You know, there's a little of that in Torah too. I told you because sometimes we have rules, like this raya's. Let's say bori v'shem a bori yodif, or bori v'shem a lav bori yodif, or shavua, and if you don't swear, you have to pay. We have certain rules of who wins the Din Torah, even though it's not that we now believe that person and we now know the truth. We also, you know, I don't want to make fun of it too much. It's just that, see, if you learn Choshem Mishpat, you have a lot of rules in Shas and Choshem Mishpat that are rules, jurisprudence rules that are not really truth. Like, you know, wait. I gotta finish the thought. But there is an escape clause in Shulchan Aruch, and it comes from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's an escape clause that if the Dayan feels that he really has a handle of what the truth is, this is by Mammon, not by Nefashos, not by killing someone for Chilul Shabbos, let's say, but by Mammonis, the Dayan always. There's like an escape hatch, an escape clause. He can always, people, you know, he can always throw out the rules of evidence, really. And Paskin, if he has a clarity, now this could be abused, just like anything could be abused. And, like, you have to be a very erlich, not against Adim. Well, if it's a Din Maruma, yeah, he could suspend judgment. He could throw out the case and tell everybody to go home. I can't deal with this case. It's called Din Maruma. If he suspects that there's monkey hanky panky monkey business going on. Okay, come on. We're not. When we learn Ketzos HaChayshen, so we'll be learning Chayshen Mishpat, so we'll be talking about these things. Getting back to this, He's right. The Torah, that's what you see. Your question is so good, that's a typical question that the question is half the answer. That's when you ask a good question, that's the answer. That the Torah would rather, and I like the word closure, the Torah would rather have you go with one side of the suffix than, it's a suffix, I don't know what to do. I could philosophize about that also. I could. You could take it like the Chavis Halvavis. Like, the worst thing is uncertainty. The Torah doesn't want uncertainty. The Torah doesn't want you to walk around in a fog. The Torah wants you to develop clarity. That's what the Chavis Halvavis says that countless times in the Sefer. The Torah wants you to develop clarity, and you got to keep working on it till you get clarity. And the Marshal, what I said in Shul two Shabbosim ago, I'm learning it Wednesday with the ladies, that's the biggest weapon against the Yetzer Hara. Because the Yetzer Hara has nothing to sell. So the most powerful weapon in the Yetzer Hara's arsenal, says the Chavis Halvavis, it's an amazing statement, is to make you uncertain. That's why I said it over to the ladies, but I didn't say your name. I didn't want to embarrass you. It's an amazing statement. He says the most powerful, you would say the most powerful weapon is to make you, to give you taiva. You know, that's his most powerful weapon. Or his most powerful weapon is to make you think apikursus. Or the most powerful weapon is ye or shay, a breastplate.
Breastplate. No, most of them actually, the vitvish mashgikim, I'll say it back
time. Okay, but he really, it's an amazing thing. It's a very, it's a big yesod. It's a big yesod. The most powerful weapon of the Yetzirah is maybe, you know, maybe this hechsh is good enough. Maybe Hashem doesn't care about what you do. Maybe Hashem is not looking now. Maybe like who's like mamish the way they say it, like such pressure. Maybe it's okay. Maybe. He says once he has a foot in the door with his maybes. I used to make fun of someone said Shabbos. I made fun of my wife. I didn't make fun of my wife. You hear Shabbos? So someone said. People are so funny. You give a great drosha and they're only worried about that. For 5 seconds, I teased my wife a little. First of all, I only did it so that people should wake up and stop sleeping. That's because the drosha was going on way too. Drosha was going on way too long, so I had to do something to wake everybody up. But I used to make fun of my wife on dates. I used to pontificate. I used to pontificate the way I do now. And she was like, but how do you know? Like, but maybe not, but how do you know? Like, I said, and that's what the Chavis Halvavis says, you're supposed to turn to the Yetzer Hara and say. Like, if you have clarity, the opposite, okay, you know, let's duke it out. You say this, I say this, we'll argue, we'll try to convince one another. But just to sit there and say, but maybe not, but how do you know? How do you know? How do you know? Anyway. But we got married anyway, so apparently it wasn't so bad.
How do I know
it wasn't so bad? I mean, maybe she was desperate, maybe. Me. I certainly got the better of the deal. Okay. Okay, let's go. So, anyway, that... Yeah. Well, no, you know, it was such a good question. I really enjoy the question even more than the answer, believe it or not. Anyway, getting back to this. So the Maramin says we follow Chazaka de Meikara, and we say therefore he died within 30 days. And the Taz brings his rayas that we follow Chazaka de Hashta. All of his rayas are by death, as coincidence would have it, or well, not coincidence, because when he ends up saying that that we follow the Chazaka de Hashta. And therefore we say he was dead already until such time that we know he was alive. And that's the status quo, the present matzav. And therefore you do not sit shiva. And then the Taz says, but we know from a Sechas Nida that when there's a clash between a Chazaka de Meikara and a Chazaka de Hashta, right? So we know the Chazaka de Meikara wins. That's the whole Gemara Nida, that a woman finds herself in Nida. She doesn't know exactly when the dam came out, so she has a cheskas tyra. So that's, she has the dam now, so which way do you go? Do you say she's tamei retroactively until such time that she checked and she knows she was tohar, or do you say she's tohar until she actually sees the dam? She says, you see the Tyra wins. She says, oh, it's only by death. It's only when the Chazaka de Meikara is flawed, F-L-A-W-E-D, when the Chazaka de Meikara is flawed because it's omeid to change. It's omeid to change, so then it combines with the Chazaka de Hashta. I'm sorry. That's when the Chazaka de Hashta is stronger. The Chazaka de Hashta is stronger when the Chazaka is omeid to change. What? I think that's the Shmaitz's cash on the Taz. I'm sorry, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. So that's the Shmaitz's cash on the Taz. I'm sorry. The Shmaitz's cash on the Taz is that neither is also omeid to change, and still you see that the previous one beats out the present one. And so he starts asking kashas on the Taz, that the Taz can't be right. So now we're going to start from...
We could say it's different, but neither, in most cases, either goes into a more or less predictable cycle of change. But Misa just happens whenever. You have no way of figuring out.
And therefore, the Cheskos Chai is more flawed. Isn't it Pumfaket? Isn't it the opposite? Neither is, it's more flawed because it's mamish omeid to change. Here it's just, you know, everybody's going to die someday.
No, because you can say, I know it's not going to be neither, but it's
relevant. How do you know? I don't think the din is totally in vestis, that it's not the time of her vest. I don't think so. You could maybe say a svara like you're saying, a slightly different, maybe that's what you mean. That death, you know, the Chazaka de Meikara is flawed because we know it's going to come to an end. So, and that's a contrast or a contradiction to being alive, is being dead. I need the, if it's part of a cycle, so it's not really, it's almost maybe not even contradictory to the previous status quo, because the whole thing's a flow. That's how it goes. She's Tor, she's Tommy, she's Tor, she's Tommy, she's Tor, she's Tommy. So there maybe the fact that she's gonna become Tommy is not a reusa in her chazoka that she's Tohor, maybe, because there's like, it doesn't matter, it's not a question of when, but the very fact that it's a bodily cycle, so it's almost as if, like, east is east and west is west, and never the twain shall meet. It's like, it's not that the chazaka of Tahara is flawed because it's going to change. It's really not going to change. It's like, it's a cycle. She's Tahar, she's Tomei. It's like a different world. Tahar, Tomei, Tahar, Tomei. Maybe. Okay. Yeah, but that's only a chumrah for kachim. She's mutter to her husband. Not mutter, but we don't say it legabi a husband. He doesn't have to bring a chatos. We don't say it. It's only a chumrah of kachim that we look at them as tummy. That's what Toysus and Nida says. Okay, we're going to go now. So the Shmaitzer argues with the Taz. And it says, even in the case of the Taz, he's wrong that you follow Chazaka de Meikara. So we're going to start now with the paragraph of V'chein Muchach. V'chein Muchach B'toisus Paragid Anoshe. Again, he's going against the Taz that you don't follow Chazaka de Meikara. I'm sorry, that you don't follow Chazaka de Hashta, even if the Chazaka de Meikara is flawed. Why? The V'chichu B'shashom, this is a very interesting thing. The Tfiyas Ayin Odef Misimonim. Tfiyas Ayin means, Simon is a Simon. How do I know this is your phone? The simon, it's broken here, and there's a crack over here, and whatever. Right, so there's a simon. But then there's something called theosion. I don't have any simonim. Every kid, I recognize it. And the Torah is machshiv that. And maybe we have, you have to do a little research to understand, like, what part of the brain that's in. I can't pinpoint any simonim. Like, maybe a mother could tell the two twins apart. Like, she doesn't have any simonim. Okay. She doesn't have any simonim, but there's such a thing called tvius ayin. The eye recognizes it. It's recognition. Sometimes, again, to parenthetically, sometimes you have that way, like with a, like with a din, maybe a posek will say, like, I, you know, this is the din. Maybe I can't right now. Rav Moshe many times would paskin and then say, you know, I'll work out the rationale. I know it's going to work out that way. You know, you develop a sensitivity. Maybe that's not called tefillah science. Okay, anyway, tefillah science. So the Gemara wants to, is proving, Tosis is proving that tefillah science is stronger than simonim. I'm sorry. The Gemara is proving that tefillah science is the chemuchas betosis veriget anoshim in chulin, right? The chichu b'shashom, the Gemara there proves the tefillah science odif misimonim. Why? Dilu also betray if two edim come for Amri and they say Planya the high simona the high simona, they give a simon as a birthmark. I don't know. There's different types of simona that carry different weights, so we won't go into that. Someone who has such and such a simon kotal nafsho, and then may it, he killed someone, and we know we just have simona, but we don't recognize him. So lo katlin onlay, we don't kill him. The ilu amri islan tviyasayim begavei, but what's always eidus? They say, how do you know this is the guy that you warned and that you saw him be mechal Shabbos? They say, what are you talking about? We recognize him, but they can't give simonim. They recognize him, so, and obviously you kill the guy every time witnesses say eidus. I mean, it would be ludicrous to say that the whole institution of eidus requires that they give simonim. Another Al-Pi Simonim, you don't kill the guy, but how do they know who it was? Maybe it was someone else. Kids, you kill a guy when they recognize him, and you don't kill him Al-Pi Simonim. Because of Toysus, the Toysus is Sakasha, we do find that based on kill someone Al-Pi Simonim. If someone is dead, if you have a dead body here, and you have Simonim that this is Reuven Shmerel, from his whatever, you have simonim, you let her get married to someone else, right? And now if she's mezaneh with someone, you kill her. So you assume that kiddushin's chal. Now if you're following what I'm saying, you say, well, maybe you kill her because monofsha, she's either married to the new husband or she's married to the old husband. The teretz is no, but we're going, that's what we're trying to prove, that simonim are so strong that you'll even kill her, you'll let her get married, I'll be simonim, that we know. Now the question is, will you actually give misa, will you give the death penalty based on the simonim? So the case is that she went ahead and remarried based on the simonim. She was mezaneh tachas baila, but at the time of this list, now you know for sure the first husband was dead. You found out, like, with a for sure, with Adim, with clarity, whatever. But now you'll give her misa because she's married to the second guy. But the second guy's marriage was only chal, was only valid because of the simonim of the first guy. So Taisa says, hey, look, we're giving someone misa ultimately based on the strength of simonim. That's Taisa's kashuvim. Taima balei masina sishal pi simonim. She marries the second guy. We kill her. And now Tosis explains, in case you're wondering, even if it was clarified to Edim, the first husband was dead. For her yomeis b'shas asnus. Thank you, Dushel Kiddushin. So, how do you give her Misa? That's Tosis Kasha. So, Tosis answers, Enochanami. The Shmaitz is leading up to something. All this is really parenthetical. But the Shmaitz does that. So he brings down Toises, and Toises says, "Enochanami, you don't give a mitzvah in such a case." We're not relying on simonim to kill her. Ulachzika, and to assume she's an Eishes Ishman Hasheni when it comes to giving the death penalty. For that, you need a higher level of clarity. The Chayin Toys says, "I got news for you. If Nisus Alpi Eidechot, a woman can get married Alpi, she can remarry Alpi one aid, saying that her husband's dead." But I got tremendous Chiddush Toys says. But if she now gets married based on the Eidechot and she's Mezaneh, we do not give her Misa. Because ultimately it would mean that we're giving her the death penalty Alpi an Eidechot. Again, the cases we know that the first husband by now has for sure died. Otherwise, you can give her Misa Imanim Shem. Anyway, I will be Jamalij Goyamez Mishas Aznus. The Lab Choldom Memnina Lay. This is something you find throughout Shas. Wait, let me just finish. What? Sorry? Yeah, why not? Adam said you're a married woman. Yeah, you don't have to know who the husband is. Anyway, Tyson says this is not a strange thing. This is something we find all over Shas, that you believe someone and there's levels of belief. Right? Levels. You believe in Mugabe, and let's say Erechonem will be Surin. You believe in Mugabe eating a piece of meat, but you don't believe in Mugabe getting married. Or if you believe in the guy getting married, you don't believe him. Even when you let a woman get married based on an Eidechot saying her husband died, which is a special din, right, against the norm. But you don't let the brothers come take the Yerusha, because that's a different thing. And you don't believe that there's a special din or reason why you believe him to let her get married, but you don't let the brothers come now and get the Yerusha. The Yerusha remains in limbo till you prove that he's dead with two Eidim. So, it's not such a strange thing to say there's different levels of belief. That's Tysus Terence. All of this is only for the Shmaitzer to prove the Taz wrong. Because he says, and if we'll say, the Vemeis Azlinan Boser Hashta, that in life and death, the Taz is right, that you follow the way it is now, and you go back, so then you should kill her. You kill based on Chazaka, whether you like it or not. Chazaka, we kill someone if the only way we paskin a certain reality was through Chazaka, you will give Misa based on that psak. So he's saying, wait a second. We have here someone that we know it's dead now because that's Tyson's case. That's the Shmaitzer's chap. That Tyson's had to give a scenario where now you know the guy's dead. So wait a second, according to the Taz, when it comes to life and death, if you know the guy's dead now, and you have a period of suffix, so the status quo becomes the being dead. Not the being alive of, let's say, a year ago that you know he was alive, but the being dead of now. That becomes the status quo, and you go backwards and you assume he was dead until such time that you knew he was alive. But if that's true, then you should give her Misa. Because you know the husband was dead, Bishas the Znus. So you say if he's dead now, he was dead when she got married to the second guy. So Ma'abaya, Ella the Misafka may so you Bishas Akidush and the Shani Chayoya. The Chivan the Husband supposed to Shasman Tsiyoson the Mace. So if you're following the now when it comes to death because of the Tazis Cheshbin, Imken Kihechi the Hashta Mace. Because there had to be Adam to that for the whole case to make sense. So we should extrapolate backwards and say he was mace when she got married to the second guy. And she is married to the second guy. So you should be able to give her Misa. Because Tyson says you do not give her Misa. I mean, you got to be a genius to look at Tyson and see not like the Taz. Because Tyson like, is in a different world. But the Shmaitzer looked at Tyson and says, whoa, what's this whole discussion? According to the Taz, you should assume he was dead. And you should be able to give Misa. Why does Tyson say you cannot give Misa? You don't follow the now. But lachein nirek and divrei hashach v'nekudus hakesef to sosushem kol rayas hataz, because the taz brought three rayas that you do follow the now for the gemara psachim and for machlepar machamor. So the shach slugs up his rayas. I want to stop here. I want to tell you my svara. I'm entitled. And maybe the reason I thought of this is because it's really what Rav Shimon said. So even though I didn't understand Rav Shimon fully, but maybe it was in like my subconscious, and that's really what Rav Shimon says. It's that the Taz is right, but not for his reason. What does the Taz say? You don't sit Shiva. You don't sit Shiva. I want to explain why there's no Chazaka de Meikara, why the Maramins, there's no Chazaka de Meikara. It's a good svara. I'll tell you, Rav Shimon must mean this. You can only use Chazaka. What's the question? Why don't you use Chazaka de Meikara taka? So the Taz says, because you don't. You use the Chazaka de Hashna. Well, the Shemaita rejects the Taz. And I want to say, but the Taz's din is still right. Because there's no Chazaka de Meikara. Why? When alive or dead is a halachic status, can I eat truma or not? If my husband's alive and he's a kohen, I can eat truma. If he's not alive, I can't eat truma. Yeah. Can I get married to someone else? If he's alive, I cannot. If he is, I can. There's a halachic status created by the life and the death. Chazaka is a halachic psak, which affects halachic status. By the shloishim, there's no halachic status. It's not like if he died before 30 days, then he's not so dead, so you don't have to sit shiva for him. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's just a time thing. If he died before 30 days, it's like an old story, so you don't have to sit shiva. And if he died within 30 days, so it's fresh. What? It's a halacha, but it's not a halacha because of his status of having died before 30 days. That patters you from shiva. Understand? Wait, let me say this for first. All the cases of Shas where you follow a chazaka de meikara, the guy's alive, is when his being alive and his being dead creates a halachic framework. His wife can eat truma, his wife can't get married. 30 days, you sit shiva, you don't sit shiva. It's not a halachic framework. It's not a halachic framework. If he died before 30 days, you don't sit shiva. So when you're clearing, if he was dead before the 30 days, after the 30 days, no chazaka, because you're not dealing with a halachic status, with a halachic ramification even. I understand. The ultimate ramification is halachic. You have to sit shiva now.
How about
let me. Okay. It's not that, like, if he died before 30 days, the din is, you know, his misa is not machayev you to sit shiva. That's not a true sentence. His death is not a reason to mourn because he died. It's not a halachic status. It's a din. I don't know what it's like if you would say, okay, like I would say you can't use chazaka de meikara. Let's say you say, I don't know.
It's a derivative din.
Till 2 o'clock. I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? The din of sitting shiva, the guy died before 30 days of, is not a legal halachic totsa'ah of being dead or alive. You sit shiva if a guy's dead, and if he died before 30 days ago, you don't sit shiva. But to use a cheskos chai, it would have to mean that you're imparting like a halachic status to his being alive vis-a-vis shiva. But that's not true. I mean, to me it's very clear. If the din would be like the death isn't machayev shiva if he died 30 days ago, like his death is like, it's not the same death, it's a different kind of death, So then you say, okay, Chazaka, he was alive. And it's not a halachic, dying before or after 30 days is not a halachic status. Sorry, finish. And if it's not a halachic status, you don't apply Chazaka. That's what I'm saying. You don't apply Chazaka when it's not a halachic status. Like, okay, that's all. Okay, that's as far. Okay.